a high 80. Mainly cloudy Thursday with numerous showers arriving. Could be thunder as well. The high then 77. From the Weather Center, I'm Kevin Williams.
And FLX morning continues now. It is 8:40 and we're at 56 under clear skies. And it's time for our Health Matters segment with the folks from Finger Lakes Health. So I want to welcome in first Kim Alacqua. Good morning, Kim.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I am doing well. How was the Labor Day weekend?
It was really, really nice. Beautiful weather.
Yeah, it certainly was. Would you like to introduce us to our guest for today?
Yes. Today we have Dr. Robert Anderson. Dr. Anderson is board certified in family medicine. He is at Soldiers and Sailors Health Center in Penn Yan, and he is going to talk about concussion management as we're starting off the fall sports season.
Oh, yeah, that is something definitely to have an eye on this time of year. Dr. Anderson, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. What's your background? How did you get started in this particular genre of medicine?
All family physicians do some sports medicine training. My program that I trained at in Syracuse emphasizes sports medicine, and I found it particularly interesting. I especially enjoyed caring for concussed athletes who really require some additional care and are a great opportunity for improvement.
We hear the term concussion bandied about a lot, and I don't know that people know exactly what it means. In layman's terms, what is a concussion?
A concussion is when a person gets a head injury or a significant head motion, as in a car accident, and then has neurological symptoms. That can include headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, blurred vision, and sometimes emotional symptoms as well.
And these concussions can happen a lot of times. As you mentioned, athletes deal with this all the time from contact or running into another player on the field, things of that nature. But they can also happen in car accidents, and they can even happen with possible simple home falls.
Yes, concussion can certainly happen in any type of environment. I do focus a lot of my attention on sports-related concussions because that's probably the most common location in this area, and it's something where we want to make certain that we recover young people when they're students so that they're successful in school and then successful on the competition location, the field or the court.
Obviously, the first way to try to prevent a concussion is proper safety equipment.
Yes, safety equipment is important, although it can't prevent all concussions because rotational injury, when the head moves forward or backwards quickly, cannot be completely prevented by equipment.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. There are different grade levels of concussions, correct?
We don't really grade them anymore. They okay. used to be graded, but now we basically try to identify when a concussion has occurred, and then we want to evaluate it. When I'm evaluating a concussion, I like to see the athlete 3 to 5 days after the injury, because then I have an idea of how they're starting to recover. But our athletic trainers on the sidelines are really key to helping to identify when a concussion has happened, because we'd like to remove the athlete from competition immediately so they don't put themselves at risk of a second injury.
And what are some of those telltale signs, if you will?
So the most common visible sign is if a player looks woozy or something like that. But very often it's going to be the reported symptoms. If someone's reporting any neurologic symptoms after a head hit, be it headache or dizziness, certainly if they seem confused or out of it, they should be removed from play immediately and given the opportunity to rest and then be reevaluated in a short period of time.
What short period of time would be? How long do you say?
Oftentimes it's going to be 20 minutes, but ideally you can remove them a little bit from the noise of an active competition as well.
Okay. So if next step, if somebody's had one of these hits and kind of the old school saying is had their bell rung a little bit, they've sat on the sideline for a few minutes. Now we're re-examining them. If they still exhibit signs of neurological injury, what are the next steps?
They should be removed from play for the game. And we certainly try to take good precautions at that point. Ideally, then the trainer will evaluate them over the next day or so, and typically that's when they'll notify a doctor like myself that has interest in treating concussions. We try to get them scheduled within a couple of days because it is best for a doctor with some experience to evaluate the person in person. We do some specific tests. I do certain eye exams that aren't done for other conditions, and we do some balance tests. Very often, the athletic trainers also have some testing that they can do to identify balance or confusion, and there are validated scoring systems for symptoms so that we identify how symptomatic the patient is.
We're talking with Dr. Robert Anderson from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. We're talking about sports concussions today, specifically since we're getting back to school here and a lot of student athletes have been back to practices, getting ready for games here over the course of the next week or so. We wanted to touch on this topic. It was certainly good timing. Once you evaluate someone at the office, how do you formulate your treatment plan? Does it depend on the severity of the concussion?
It depends on the severity of symptoms and how quickly an athlete is recovering. I say when I see an athlete that there's three possible outcomes. Over 50%, probably even a little more than that, will recover fairly quickly within a week or 10 days. When we identify that the student athlete is likely to recover in that time, we set out a plan to make certain that they're not exposed to too much risk to the head early, that they're recovering academically, and then a stepped return to play process, which is standardized in New York State, to make certain that they can tolerate the increasing levels of activity so that when they're cleared to return to competition, they are 100%, and we feel confident that they have no additional risk compared to the other athletes on the field. A smaller but noticeable group will have some residual symptoms. They might last longer. These people will recover, but if we get them moving faster, sometimes we can help to improve them. This is where I recommend that they see a physical therapist, and our organization has trained physical therapists with special experience in concussion and balance and vestibular therapy. This can often help them to recover faster, and so I refer those student athletes to those practitioners as soon as possible, because when we identify that, it can help to get them back in the classroom and on the field or on the court as quickly as possible.
How dangerous is a situation where you've just recovered from a concussion, you've cleared all the protocols, you're back playing, and then you have another one?
There certainly is risk there, but the risk is greater if somebody is not truthful or tries to return too quickly, because then if they're still symptomatic and maybe trying to mask it, a second hit can cause additional symptoms. It slows the recovery. There are very rare cases where there would be two hits and it can cause second impact syndrome, which causes sudden brain swelling and possibly death. But those are very rare, only a few cases per year in the United States, although we would like for them to be none because they are fully preventable. However, if someone is recovering and is exposed, that often will worsen the symptoms and prolong the recovery. Once someone's fully recovered, if we truly have tested them and they're fully recovered, I wouldn't say that they're at a tremendously greater risk, but certainly having two concussions in a short period of time does give us pause. And when that happens, we do sometimes refer up to a concussion specialist with our colleagues at specialty locations, such as UR Medicine at Strong.
Okay. So the good news is, to kind of put a bow on the conversation, is that concussions are treatable and recoverable.
Very much so. Identifying a concussion is the first step, and then getting them evaluated and appropriately treated. We want to regularly monitor them to make sure that the symptoms are resolving. And if we do so, we're confident that we can get our student athletes recovered and back both in the classroom and in competition as quickly and safely as possible. That's our goal.
Wow, that's a very lofty goal to have.
So Dr. Anderson is accepting new patients. His phone number is 315-536-0086, and he's at Soldiers and Sailors Health Center, which is located right in Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital in Penn Yan.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Anderson, I appreciate the information this morning. Kim, good to see you as well. Thank
nice
you
to
both.
See you.
Appreciate you being here. It is 8:50 on FLX Morning.